Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
And I am Erin McRae.
Filling in for Kelvin Wong, who has decided to be a traitor this week, and next week, too.
Oh, snap.
I know. On this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows, we're going to talk about the TTC just a little bit. A very interesting experience in the subway today. Also, what are your pet peeves? We'd like to know, and we've got some for you, too. All this and more coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. I told you the story, right? About the TTC guy and the
yes,
subway?
Oh, okay. Yes.
It was really interesting. I know a lot of people out there love to complain about the TTC and love to do, you know, everything. Everyone is always complaining about the TTC, and it always bothers me when people are complaining. You know, the drivers, you know, okay, I can understand.
Eric, you complain yourself. Now, come on.
Yes,
you know what? You know what? You know what, Erin? I'm going to write a complaint letter. You know, I'm going to go home and send him an email. And yeah.
But the TTC, I don't do that about the TTC.
About the GO.
The GO. That's different.
GO Transit.
I'm trying to tell my story here.
Okay, well then, tell your story.
I will.
And
tell
stop complaining.
I'm not complaining. Anyways, I was on the subway this morning. I always go to either the front or the back car. So I decided to go to the front car today. And normally, you know, the driver likes to lock himself in his little cubby there where he's got the little wheel thing that controls the speed of the subway. And this guy didn't.
He kept his door open?
Yeah.
There you go.
he kept his door open, and we just started talking. Now I thought he was going to close his door, and then I wanted to quickly get in a question before he closed his door, but apparently there's a little phone in there that people talk on. But so he got off the phone, and I quickly went up to him, and I was like, "Excuse me, sir." He's like, "Yes." I said, "I have a question for you. It's really random." He's like, "Okay, shoot." And I said, "That voice on the TTC, like that voice." He's like,
"Next stop, Warden Station." That kind of voice?
Next stop, Warden Station. That voice, yes. Except female
arriving
voice.
Arriving at Warden Station.
Yes. That voice. I was asking about that voice. And I said, "So that voice, is that?" I actually didn't even ask. He's just like, "Oh yeah, that's a recording done by a girl named Nancy, who is the secretary for the TTC. It was done a couple years ago when they were like court ordered to actually do it." I said,
"It's
oh,
a real
well,
person."
It is a real person. And Erin and I actually had a bet on that once. We're like, "Is it a recording or is it a real person?" I said, "It's a real person."
That was one of those things where, you know, you type it in and it just automatically goes to a computer voice.
Yeah.
But it's more like robotic talk like this.
that's and that was the argument that we had, because I said to her, I said, "No."
Yeah, he insisted it was a real voice.
Yes, because, you know, if you have because a lot of things, if you use a computer voice, it's, you know, let's take the word, I always did this, that's what's a really weird stage.
Banana. Okay, maybe not banana.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So you look at, like, you look at something really, you look at a word that, you know how to pronounce, everybody else knows how to pronounce, but if you throw it through a computer voice, it sounds really weird because mm-hmm. of
it's
the...
Like, yeah, if you say ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, the voice will go, or no,
H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A.
Yeah, H-A-H-A-H. I was like, no, you're supposed to be laughing. Have a sense of humor.
Sounds about right. So she said to me, so that's how that worked. And then I said, "So how does it on the subway?" Because sometimes it's probably timed. So at a certain time, it'll say, "Okay, arriving at this station." But sometimes the trains are backed up. And so I said, "So how does it trigger? Like, how does it all work?" He said, "Well, there's a little trigger in the walls of the subway that when the first car passes it sends off this signal through the subway, through the actual subway saying, arriving at Warden Station," and does all that. And I said, "Well, that's pretty cool." This guy, his name is George, by the way. If anybody's ever on the subway and you're at the front car and you see this driver there, his name is George. Really nice guy to talk to. Anyways, he's been working at the TTC for 23 years. He's done everything. He's been the ticket seller. He's been the He's been the
passenger.
He's been a passenger. he drove the buses, streetcars, the RT. But he says his favorite is actually the subway, which is interesting. But anyways, a little off topic there. It was really nice to talk to him, just because, you know, a lot of drivers, they'll kind of lock themselves in their own little world. But this guy was very open, and we just openly started just talking about, you know, random things. I said, well, I come in from Oshawa every day. He said, well, that's quite the commute. He's like, yeah, it's quite the commute. He's like, I said, well, you know, it's oh, I cannot believe how unfocused I am today. I swear I took my
talking
meds.
Talking about nice TTC drivers.
Yes.
Do you remember that one that we had on the bus? Can I know you share that, or do you want to finish your story?
Oh, you can finish it.
Story.
Yes, you can do your story. Go ahead.
Well, we were on the bus, and there wasn't that many people on it, and we overheard the driver saying something to a passenger that just got on the bus, and he goes, yeah, you know what? Feel free not even to say thank you, but that's fine. Remember, he was talking about...
Oh, that guy was a real piece of work.
Yeah, he definitely was. And then I think it was a bunch of teenagers that came on. He started saying, oh, yeah, you know what? Don't say thank you. That's fine. I'm just here to drive a bus. And he just started going off.
He was really just...
We're like, oh, okay.
He was a very angry person. Mm-hmm. Really, really angry.
We got to the station, or not to the station, but we got to a bus station where the buses are kept.
Yeah.
And he switched bus drivers. And as he was getting off, I was like, have a great day, sir. He's like, yep. He didn't even look at me.
No, he said thank you. He said thank you.
Yeah, he's like, thank you. Didn't even look at me.
He just walked off. And then I tried to say hi to the next driver, and he completely ignored me.
No, that was me. I was like, hi,
that
welcome.
Was me.
And he,
no, yeah, that was you.
Yeah, that was me. There you go.
So back to this subway driver, and he was really neat. You know, he was talking about, you know, he's done this thing for 23 years, and apparently when you're on the TTC, you work for them. You don't get weekends off until you've worked there for like 25, 30 years.
Wow.
I said, that's bull crap.
Yeah.
And they do shift work. He works like 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day.
Whew.
And he has to get up at 3. He has to leave. He has to be with the TTC by 3 o'clock because they have to move the train to Kennedy.
In the morning?
Because he has to move the train to Kennedy Station. And it takes about an hour and a bit to do that.
I should not tell my dad to work for the TTC.
Yeah, that's...
I think he applied.
Uh-oh, let's hope he doesn't get it.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Oh, okay, so never mind.
It's all good.
Anyways, and so we were just talking about that. And then I said... And then... Oh, it came up where some reason he said that he had two people jump in front of his car.
Yeah.
In front of a subway. I remember how it was. We were talking that, you know, his door was open. I said, well, do people generally start conversations? And he's like, well, occasionally. You know, I have my regulars. And he's like, also, just in case you need to, like, get out quickly. Because that's happened, especially when people jump in front of the car. And he said...
That must be a scary thing.
He said one person... The one person survived. They just broke their arm. And the one person, he said, thankfully, I didn't see the body. You know, he says he has nightmares. He still has nightmares from it. Just.
Didn't you say the last one happened 97?
92.
92?
1992.
I was 2 years old. So were you.
Yes, I was. I was 17 days older than you were, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it was really interesting that, you know, to have, just to have that, you know, being able to talk to this subway driver. You know, you don't normally talk to them because they lock themselves up in their little cubby.
Yeah, so sometimes on the bus where I see certain people just standing right by the front door, just having a regular conversation, the whole bus ride with the bus driver. Some bus drivers are just so friendly.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll say, you know, there's one bus driver, a couple of them, when you walk on, every single person, you know how busy Toronto is, every single person, he'll say good morning or hi, how are you, and welcome, and have a big smile on their face. Honestly, I work with people at Cineplex, and... I mean, the city of Toronto has a lot of people. Every single stop, saying, being able to keep a smile on your face the whole day and saying hi to everybody, that's a lot of work.
It is. It really is a lot of work.
It takes a lot of, I don't know what it is, determination?
I guess so, yeah. I had one of those driver. I had a driver like that on the go today, really, really friendly. As soon as the bus stopped, he just said, all right, everybody who's leaving today, you know, everybody have a good day. You know, I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. It makes a difference. It really makes a difference in your day.
It really
does.
You know,
we don't like traveling, and it's kind of boring, but that one little comment or smile makes a huge difference. I find that if I'm on a crowded subway and people don't look too happy, like I know Eric wouldn't look too happy on a crowded subway.
Oh, that's
what I like to do is if they look over at me, I just give them a quick smile, and it's crazy how contagious a smile is, because they'll smile right back. And yeah. It's like I made their day.
It's wonderful.
It's
it really
little
is.
Little things that make a difference.
Yeah, so if there is anybody out there who's listening right now, you can feel free to give us a call.
Do y'all get that? That means call in.
Yes, give us a call and let us know if you've had any awesome TTC stories, positive.
Or negative. We can still talk about negative.
Yeah, why not? We can do all the wonderful stuff about negative TTC, but I would say, you know, if there is anybody out there who wants to share their TTC experience, give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Or even if you don't live in the GTA, if you live, you know, in, you know, Indonesia or, you know, Japan or British Columbia, or even over there in Oshawa, if you're listening, if you have any, like, just regular public transit, you know, stories, whether they're good or bad, you know, the best or the worst, feel free to give us a call. You know, we also have Facebook, so right on the wall. So we can talk. Just let us know what you think. Once again, that's 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Going, you were saying about negative stories about public transit. I had this terrible, terrible thing happen on, what day was that? That was on Saturday night. Yes, I was on my way to Aaron's Saturday night, and I was waiting for, there was a lot of snow, and I was just waiting for the train, and the driver never, not the driver, but the conductor guy who does the announcements, we'll just call him the voice of the GO train for the day, he didn't say anything, didn't explain anything until after the train left. We were 15 minutes leaving the GO station. We started to leave, and then we stopped. I mean, if people weren't paying attention, they'd be like, okay, what the hell's going on, right? I was lucky enough, I looked back, and I said, oh, okay, the buses are here, they're waiting for the buses, as we were just pulling out. Didn't explain it to anybody else. And when I finally got off at the station I need to, I was waiting at the stairs, and the guy said to me, he's like, are you getting off here? I'm thinking, okay, I'm standing at the stairs, the door's open, you know, I'm just, you know, just chilling here, you know, just because. You know, I don't want to get off. I just want to see you do your job. And yes, of course I'm going to be getting off at this station. That's what I'm waiting for you to put the ramp out for me. Because I'm crippled like that. Hey, I have been crippled over the last few weeks.
It's very true.
It's true. I pulled a muscle, and I don't know how I did it. What about you? Do you have any just weird stories with transit?
If I think of one, we'll come back after a song.
Okay, sounds good. Alrighty, speaking about songs, we've actually got a great start. If anybody knows, everyone knows Michael Jackson. We're gonna kick you off with some good music here. Here's "Black or White" by Michael Jackson.
I'm spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye?
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong, live on Where the Wind Blows on Centennial Internet Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a little blast from the past there with, yeah, now you can talk. You can control your own mic over there, by the way.
Huh? What?
As the minions be, what? Anyways, that was a little blast from the past, ladies and gentlemen, from, we started off talking about, Black or White by Michael Jackson, followed by Photograph by Def Leppard, and as you heard, Backstreet Boys with a Larger Than Life. Oh, I miss the 90s. The 90s were pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I do miss those
Backstreet
90s.
Boys, they're still awesome. Don't hate.
Obviously.
The way it goes.
So we're talking about pet peeves right now. Remember, if there is anybody out there who has, obviously everybody has a pet peeve. Everybody's got a pet peeve. We talked about this a few weeks on one of our first shows back in October, but we didn't really get an overwhelming, well, I got distracted when Andrew WK called, So I was cut off with my pet peeve. So if you do have a pet peeve, please feel free to give us a call. We actually just tried the phone. Somebody just called in and just wanted just to see if they could call from their location, which was in Florida, by the way. So if somebody can call in from Florida, I'm pretty sure if you're living in Toronto, Oshawa, Kelowna, British Columbia, you are more than welcome to give us a call. That's 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Once again, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. You are more than welcome to give us a call. Let us know what your pet peeve is. I'm going to throw the mic over to Aaron. Aaron, what's your pet peeve?
I have a few. Well, one of them is when people crack their knuckles.
I'm really bad at that, by the way.
And I mean obsessively. I mean, okay, once or twice, whatever, you know, but if they're actually like every single finger and it's just,
like
and
that.
Any kind of joint, any kind of like neck or wrists or finger. Okay, you need to stop,
Eric. I'm not doing anything. I am not cracking. For the record, to anybody who's out there, I am not cracking my knuckles.
Actually, from what I can see, yes, you are.
I did one and then continue.
Yeah, or people crack any kind of joints they can get a hold of and crack. Oh, no, like it just, I can feel the gah.
Oh, really?
I can feel it. I can't. It's gross.
Interesting. For those who are listening, we do have a Facebook group that you can post on. It's facebook.com/wherethewindblows, and there's a discussion thing there. You can tell us what your pet peeve is. For those people who are listening, you know, don't be shy. That phone is a little dusty. And Aaron is staring very intensely at this phone. I hope the phone doesn't break with her intense stare. Now she's looking at me. Okay. feel free to give us a call. Give us a call. You know, throw something on Facebook, Twitter. Where wind blows is our thing on Twitter. Unfortunately, I can't change it now. I mean, I'd probably try, but I'm just too lazy to do so. It means I have to change everything all over again. But anyways, my pet peeve, my number one pet peeve. I've got a couple pet peeves, but my number one pet peeve, and Aaron has seen this on a few occasions. Yes. If you're a driver out there, listen carefully. And I mean really, really listen carefully. You know when you're making that left-hand turn and someone's crossing the sidewalk? Wait.
Yeah. If you linger...
If you're lingering or slowly inching up on said person, I mean, and you're within inches of hitting this person, that really, really makes us pedestrians angry people.
Or if they turn right in front of you and they almost hit you.
Yeah. Anybody who is out there who drives a taxi cab, listen. Or for anybody who drives, seriously, don't cut people off like that. Because, you know, first of all, it's dangerous, not only for you, but more importantly, the pedestrian who you might accidentally hit and squash on your windshield.
Yeah, you don't want to clean up that mess.
That's not a fun mess to clean up.
No.
There's also, I mean, if you're doing that, it's just...
I mean, someone's called
you
patience.
You can wait 30 seconds for me to cross. Not even, it doesn't take me 30 seconds to cross the street. If you wait 10, 15 seconds for me to cross that street, I'm not a slow walker. I'm a fast walker. So when I'm crossing that street, you can wait, you know, 10 seconds for me to cross that street for you to turn. So to those people who are driving, seriously, don't. Because, first of all, you're endangering yourself. And you're also, you know, putting your own vehicle in danger.
So what Eric likes to do is stop. He will stop where he is and look at the people who are driving, who are inching closer to him, and just stop there. So they have to wait. Yeah. I've actually seen him yell at some car.
It was not pretty. Mm-mm. It was a very angering. I think I scared Aaron.
Just a bit, yeah. I'm not a fan of confrontation, so if I hear yelling, makes me icky.
Icky. That's an interesting word there. Icky.
Makes me feel icky.
Alrighty.
I know, like.
Who does like that?
Well, some people don't mind confrontation. I just, yeah. Any other pet peeves of yours?
Any other pet peeves?
I don't like ignorant people.
I was just about to say ignorant people.
Yeah, honestly, in my location, I work at Cineplex Morningside in 401. And I am a supervisor, so I don't have to be on till as much as I used to be. But I get some very ignorant guests who think that we are there to just be slaves to them and do whatever the heck they want us to do. Just because we have a part-time job at a theater, they can just walk all over us. Some people are bad with that. They will just, their ignorance just...
I hear you. I work retail as well, or more customer service. Well, they wouldn't put me on customer service. That'd be a really bad thing to do. People, you know, in this day and age, I find a lot of people don't have manners.
Mm-hmm.
Especially being in Toronto, you know, manners seem to have disappeared over time. I'm lucky with both my parents, my mom and dad, who are listening. Hi, mom. Hi, dad.
Sup?
I was born. I was born well.
You sure about that?
I think so. I was raised well when it comes to manners. I've always used my manners, whether, you know, it's got to do with the bus or to anything. I'm always using please and thank you. That's the way I was brought up. That's the way I always have been. And to see people who can't say a simple please or a simple thank you, because to be honest, pretty people who are listening, a simple please and thank you can completely make someone's day.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I work in retail, and for people who, I mean, people who say, oh, another one. Okay, I'm getting now. I'm just gonna keep branching off into these pet peeves. If you're going through a cash, and you're on your cell phone, you have one of two options. One, turn off your hang up. Just hang up the phone.
Say, I'll call you back in like 2 minutes. That's all it takes.
Yes, I can understand if you're in the middle. And, you know, people think, oh, no, they're not going to notice if it. They'll think it's an important phone. We know the difference between an important phone call and, oh, hey, it's been a while. How are you? No, wait. So how are the wife and kids? No. You know, that's not an important phone call. That can wait 2 minutes till you get out of the store. Because people are so rude, you know, when they're on your cell phone. You know, we're people too. You can talk to us. We're there to talk to as well. When you're on your cell phone, I find it's rude. What I do. So that's option one. Hang up. Option two, which is something that I do more, because if I'm in a conversation with somebody, I'll be okay. I'll call you back. What I'll do is I'll say, hey, let's say I'm on the phone with Aaron. I'll say, hey, I'm just gonna put you in my pocket for a second while I go through the cash. Okay. You know, what's wrong with that? Saying, mm-hmm. Okay, let me just put my phone down for a second so I can talk to this cashier, interact with this cashier.
I hate, it's worse at Cineplex because they're in line waiting to order food. And when it's their turn and they're still on their phone and I say, hi, how can I help you? They ignore me and they talk on their phone and there's a whole lineup behind them, by the way.
Yeah.
And they're holding up the line by being on their phone. And I'm like, okay, I'm standing there going, can I help you? Excuse me. Bopada boopy, excuse me. They just...
I don't think we have any Italian listeners.
One time I had... I was on box office before it got renovated back about a year and a half ago. And I had this lady talking on the phone for honestly like 2 minutes.
Yep.
Just to talk. And I'm standing there as a lineup behind. People are looking at her, looking at me, going, what's going on? And I'm going, I don't know. I can't really kick her out of line. So but anyways, the next person came and she goes, I just want to let you know that I see patience in you. I go, really?
Really?
Yeah. She goes, you're very patient. I want to applaud you because she was holding up the line and you're just being very patient. So very great job. I go, thank you. See, little compliments like that, they make my day.
Yeah.
They make my day. And I love it when they go up to me. They go, Aaron, how are you today?
Yes.
They call me by my name. I have a name tag for a reason.
Yes.
I go, how are you? And then sometimes I look at their scene card and I'll be like, okay, hi, John. How are you today? You know, something simple goes a long way like that.
Exactly.
It's called genuine service.
It's simple. You know, you talk to people, you know. It's common courtesy if you're standing in a line anywhere, you know. It's if someone's, first of all, like I'll take Sobeys again, for example. I'm providing you a service.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to pack your bags.
And we're not there just for the money. I mean, sometimes it feels like we're there for the money. But for my job, I know I'm there to make someone's different. I make a difference in someone's day.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
if they're coming to watch a movie, they didn't have to come to our theater. I know it's the cheapest.
Cineplex is more cheaper than AMC, by the way.
We have so many regular customers. We call them guests, by the way. Cineplex, we can call our customers guests because we make them feel welcome. But though we have so many frequent guests who always come back to our theater because, and they say they come back because of the service.
Yep.
Not because, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's good price, whatever. The theaters are not as great as other theaters, but they come for the service. And I find if I go to see a movie at a number of cinemas, I don't get nearly great services we give at our theater.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
People are just, they don't smile, they don't say hi, they take your order, and it's like, I'm just the next person.
Exactly.
Whatever, whatever. I'm there to make a difference in someone's day. And I find a lot of guests, they come right, I find I get the guests who lose stuff. They come right to me and they go, do you guys have a lost and found? I go, oh, absolutely. The thing with our theater is that we have a lost and found, but we also have two other places that we can put stuff until the end of the night where we put it in lost and found.
Sorry, I would say I had another one. So when you're done your story, I've got another pet peeve from somebody.
Okay.
Keep going.
Yeah, it's not really pet peeve, but kind of off topic. But anyways, I'll continue. But the last two guests of mine, I think it happened within the same 2 weeks. There's three places I can look. The lost and found, the garbage room, and the mop room. We have shelves in each mop and garbage room, so like we're not throwing it in the garbage. Don't think that. I will go and take a look in all three places, and I'll have a look for their stuff. And if I do find it, they appreciate it so much that I took that time and effort to walk around the theater to look for their stuff. And the last two people who I've helped, they took my name down. They say, you know, thank you very, very much. You've really been a great help. And it really does go a long way. It makes me feel like I've done something good in the world. Yay! Okay, so a pet peeve. Go ahead.
I'm adjusting my microphone. Keep talking.
But I've talked enough. Okay, well.
Okay, my microphone's adjusted.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, we actually have, check this out, guys. Aaron, you're not going to believe this. We have a pet peeve all the way from the land of Scotland.
Word.
Dead serious, guys. Leanne M. Posted on Facebook here for her. She said her pet peeve, and remember, this is in Scotland, so pet peeves just aren't North America.
They're international.
International pet peeves. She hates when people stand in the middle of hallways or the streets and just, you know, you're walking around and all of a sudden people will just stop.
Yes, I agree. Especially in high school when you're trying to get to class and they're taking their sweet time in front of you. Or they just stop. And you're like, excuse me. I have class. I don't know about you, but I've got places to go. It's high school. You've got class.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
Oh, I absolutely hate that. I mean, wow, we've got
some. And you actually like bump into them as they stop.
What I do now is I just push people out of my way.
Yep, I'll just say, excuse me, and I'll shove them off to the side. not aggressively, just a little
just
shove
a little
to
kind
of, excuse me, you know, kind of like, why the heck are you stopping?
Yeah, exactly.
To give them a nudge.
Yeah, it's just people need to learn, you know, respect other people's boundaries. I'm just going to throw one more thing on pet peeves before we got some more music for you. It's not really a pet peeve, I guess you could say, but crowded subways and RTs. Crowded buses.
I think you have claustrophobia. You don't want to see him when he gets claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's quite interesting to see when I have those wonderful little panic attacks when I'm on the subway.
I do the best I can.
They're
not
pretty at all.
To comfort.
So, yes, yeah, so just so you know, people who are on the subway, if you ever see me, give me my space. I will slap you.
Except
in my mind. In my mind. I'll slap the person in my mind, except for unless you're somebody like Aaron. Then I'll be like, come here. Hello, come here. Hi. Anyways, so those are pet peeves. If anybody else has a pet peeve, maybe we'll bring it up again next week. We'll see what happens. Speaking about next week, guys. Before we cut to some more music, Andrew WK is calling in next week, guys.
Oh, yeah.
If you have any questions, Aaron, you tell your peeps, too.
I will.
If you have any questions for Andrew, the reason why Andrew WK is calling in is to answer your questions. If you don't know who Andrew WK is, look him up. The songs, you know, Party Hard, She is Beautiful, Never Let Down, music, songs like that. People also know him as the Ultimate Party King.
Bam.
And also some music as well. He's got some great stuff. But anyways, he's calling us. He's taking time out of his day, out of his busy life. And he's also in the midst of recording a new album right now. So he's taking time out of recording that album, writing those songs, to call us here in Toronto. He's calling in from Manhattan, New York. So guys, if you got any questions for Andrew, give us a call next week. Or throw it on the Facebook. Actually, don't give us a call because he'll be on the phone. So never mind. we got this discussion on Facebook right now where you can actually ask him questions. There's a few questions on there right now that we're going to ask him. But if you want to get your questions answered, then you let us know because he'll be calling in on a special occasion next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock sharp. So if you want to listen, if you want to ask Andrew any questions. Call just right on the Facebook wall. We've got Twitter as well. Send us an email, something, if you guys want to hear from Andrew. Remember, he's calling in because he wants to answer your questions. He doesn't want to answer questions that Kelvin and I or anybody else who's been in the studio, if Aaron's in that week, or let's say Kelvin won't be here next week either. Oh, Kelvin's going to miss this because he's celebrating the Chinese New Year. So sad. Anyways, so he won't be, so luckily, unfortunately, Kelvin won't be here next week. So we'll have Zach is filling in for Kelvin next week. And, Aaron, you're also obviously more than welcome to join us when he calls in. But anyways, remember, he's calling in, not the questions that Kelvin, Zach, or Aaron or I have prepared, discussed, sat down and prepared, but for what you want to know about Andrew WK. That's what this episode is about. That's why we're getting that interview, guys, because he wants to answer your questions. And that's that. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another quick music break. We're going to start it off with The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. Here it is, guys.
Listening to Eric Terry and Kelvin Wong live on Where the Wind Blows on Centennial Internet Radio.
steps. Echo, echo, louder than before. Another day is done. Say goodbye to the setting sun. See what I found. Turn back to the ground, just like before. And hey, hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was we had The Middle with by Jimmy Eat World, and then we also had some When the Night Feels My Song by the Badawan Sound Clash, which is an awesome song. Good. You can hit the red button. There you go.
I pronounce it Bedouin, but that's just me. Bedouin Sound Clash. Bedouin. I don't know.
Badawan.
I'm sorry.
Fine.
Whatever. I never actually said that word out loud. So I don't really know how I'd pronounce it.
That's a first for you. Anyways, guys, we're going to talk about a couple different shows here. After my show, we're going to there's going to be Zach Murillo's show, which is The Jukebox, which starts at 8:30. Tune in. It's an all request radio show. He compiles the requests over the week and puts them on for you. At the end of the week, or by the time his show comes along, so tune in 8:30 to Zach's show. Also on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m. It's an hour show. We're going to have the show is called QTBG Loud, which is the queer, transsexual, bi, gay, lesbian show for Centennial College, which is hosted by Tamara. It features music by the LGBTQ artists and events at Centennial and the LGBTQ community in Toronto itself. So guys, if you happen to be in that crowd, definitely give it a, and you're at Centennial College, definitely get the tune into that Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m. with your host Tamara. And speaking about shows, Aaron, when she's done with her camera. But speaking about shows, we've actually started to plan a show ourselves, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Why don't you give us? I mean, do you want me to give the little rundown, or do you want to?
You can do that. You're doing such a great job of talking.
I talk too much.
You talk too much. I do talk too much. You're doing a great job.
Okay, fine. Aaron and I are coming out with a Christian radio show. What it is, oh, let me get my notes here.
Well, you know, just a way to share our faith, what God's been doing in our lives.
Yeah.
Kind of an encouragement. We've got some stuff planned out. We're just waiting for the right opportunity.
Yeah, we've been praying for the right moment for us to start the show. And I had this good feeling this morning I had this really amazing feeling this morning. I couldn't explain it. And then all of a sudden we had this, I thought, hey, you know what? I think today would be a good day to bring up what Aaron and I have planned coming up. So I have to talk to the people to get it done. But what we want to do, it's going to be a Christian radio show, which is, the title is still yet to be determined. We still have no idea when it's going to be on, what day, but we will be starting up, hopefully, within the next little while. So what we're going to do, it's going to be like a few different things. We're going to have, if you want to request, if you're going through some stuff or you want to get any prayer requests, call us in. Either, it's up to you. You can call in and we can talk to you about it live, or you can call in, tell us, and, you know, Aaron and I will pray for you on our own time.
Mm-hmm.
Send us emails. We'll have all that wonderful stuff set up, hopefully soon. So if you have prayers, email us. You can call us in if you want your own prayers. We don't know, like I said, we don't know when this will be, so we're going to have to work on that. But we've come up with this wonderful idea of a Christian radio show. It's never been done here at Centennial.
I would see it just as an opportunity just to... I think our target should probably be younger audience, because, I mean, we are teenagers, we are young adults, we're going through stuff, you know. It's nice to have people to talk about stuff with. And if we ever, you know, while Eric and I are reading our Bibles, if we stumble upon a really awesome verse, it would be great to share that and discuss it. And same with you guys. If you guys have anything to share, you know, stuff that's happened in your life that you've seen, you know, that's the work of God, or that's, you know, something radical that will blow our minds, mind blasting. If you ever see any memory verses or anything, it'd be great to just talk about that.
Yeah, so we've got that set up. Before I go any further, I got this comment on my status, which was, listen to Where the Wind Blows Now, because if you're dying of boredom and you want something to do. Our friend who's calling from Scotland, who's told us her pet peeve from Scotland, she said to me, where is it? Where did it go? I just saw it. Hold on. It says, she wrote on my wall, actually. It says, Eric Terry, it is 10-1 in Scotland right now. A shout out would be nice. I've kept my arse up to listen to this show. So, from all of us here in Canada, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, at Where the Wind Blows, we give a wonderful shout out to Leanne. Thank you for staying up oh so late to listen to our wonderful talk show and listen to my voice. Because, you know, people just don't hear it enough, right? I was being sarcastic. I kid. But back to the show idea. We're gonna have that. We're gonna have the prayer idea, and we're also going to, pardon me. We'll pick a reading, a Bible reading, then we'll reflect. You know, we'll talk about it here. We'll get your opinions. You know, once again, call in Facebook. Blah 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 blah. Also, if you have any experience over the past week, month, or life altering experiences, you know, with the Holy Spirit, with God, or anything like that, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, you know, we live in such a, you know, we live in a society where you don't see too many, you don't see everybody, you know, smiling, and everyone keeps just going on their own way. It's nice to see a glimpse of happiness in this world, whatever's left, you know?
Definitely agree.
I find even if you're walking by a lake, and it's all quiet, and you just see the simmer of the sun on the lake. Anything small like that, that's God. I honestly believe that's God showing his beauty on this earth.
Absolutely, I definitely completely
it's
agree
with
you.
It's not completely trash, not completely garbage.
I completely agree
there
with you.
There is some joy and peace and love left.
And we'd like to share that with you guys in Centennial. So Aaron and I will be starting this show.
Keep you posted.
Oh, at least to keep me posted. I said, we'll
keep you posted.
Oh, okay. We'll keep our listeners posted. Yeah, okay. Brain for light bulb.
Light bulb.
So we're gonna have a. We'll keep you posted with that show, and I'll keep mentions here. I'll throw it up on our Facebook group as well. If you're listening to this and you enjoy listening to this show, you'll definitely enjoy listening to the other show, because it'll be, you know, we'll have a lot of fun here in the
studio.
And
we'll just ramble and have a good time.
That's. No, the best things come out of rambling.
And, you know, just any, we don't, it always is, it doesn't always have to be about, you know, religion. It can be just
in general. In just, general. Just talk.
It's cool stuff.
So we're gonna, yeah, it's just we're gonna start the show up. We're gonna figure some stuff out. So we'll get back to you on that when we finally get this show up and running. We'll let you know times and stuff and where to tune in. It's the same place you tune in for every other radio show on this campus. Womp. So we have this, and if you are obviously more than welcome to listen to this other show. So if you're a Christian, or even if you're not a Christian, tune in, and we'd love to hear from you.
We'll have some good chats. Chat it up.
I love chatting.
I know awesome. You do. I definitely know you like chatting.
Before we let you go tonight, guys, I want to say, first of all, I'd like to thank Aaron McCray for coming in today, filling in for Kelvin Wong.
No problem.
And next week, Kelvin is going to be away for the Chinese New Year's. I think I can forgive him for that one. What do you think? You think he's forgiven?
I think give him about a week of ignoring.
Okay, sounds good.
And trash talking.
I told him he's a traitor.
Slapping, kicking, punching. And maybe in a week, we'll be like,
We were just talking about a Christian radio show, right?
Yep.
just checking.
All jokes, guys.
I thought so.
I don't beat up people. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I'm glad. Anyways, guys, so we're going to let you go for the night, and we're going to keep you posted on the other radio show. And next week, remember, if you're a fan of Andrew WK, you know, we've got that discussion up on the Facebook group, and you have any questions for him, he'll be calling in next week to answer your questions. So from everybody here in the studio, which is Aaron and I, have yourself a great night. We're going to leave you with a great song that is was never before released by Marianas Trench. It's called And So It Goes.
Love now, this song.
It's actually amazing. If you're a big fan, if you like a cappella. If you like a cappella, if you don't know what that is, there's no instruments. It's vocals and harmonizing, and it's absolutely beautiful. So we're going to leave you with that tonight, guys, and hopefully you enjoy. It's probably one of my favorite songs by them. So I'm Eric Terry.
I'm Aaron McCray.
And we're sending you home with this wonderful piece by Marianas Trench. Have a good night, guys.
Stay safe.
In every heart there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong, to heal the wounds from lovers past, until a new one comes along. I spoke to you in cautious tones, you answered me with no pretense, and still I feel I said too much, my silence is my self-defense, and this is why my eyes are closed. It's just as well for all I've seen. And so it goes, and so it goes. And you're the only one who knows. So I would choose to be with you, as if the choice were mine to make. But you can make decisions too, and you can have this heart to break. So it goes, and so it goes, and you're